Welcome to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, your oasis in an otherwise troubled world. And you just heard the news, so this is the alternative to the news. We are honey, sugar, and maple syrup on the world, trying to give you all an oasis from what's going on out there. Hi, I'm Bob Bordenero, executive producer of Mystic Radio. We are a live call-in show where you receive spiritual healings for you and your pets. So take these call-in numbers down now, and when somebody hangs up, call us and talk to the healers today. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now start dialing now. No, wait till somebody hangs up and then call us. And you can speak to spiritual healers Robin Alexis and Nels Rasmussen. Now, when you call in or if you're on hold, please make sure you have a strong cell signal so that we can hear you, and please be able to articulate your issues clearly and concisely so these world-class healers can serve you properly. So if you don't have a good cell signal on hold, please hang up and let somebody else get in, because we won't be able to help you.
And welcome to the Mystic Radio Healing Experience. I am Robin Alexis, and today, believe it or not, is National Gratitude Day. So what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for you joining us live on the show today. And this show is an experience. It's not an explanation, but it is very consistent in its intention, and that is to enhance your own ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. So don't give your power away to us. We're just here to help you get a hold of your own intuitive knowing, and then you have that clarity within yourself to make your own decisions. And if you'd like that spiritual empowerment, you can call the show today and receive a past life healing from me, because it will open you up to your soul's wisdom. And you will be able to work with Nels, and sometimes Bob pops in with some wisdom too. So if you're interested in this experience, you can call toll-free 888-298-5569. And locally in Seattle, the phone number is 425-373-5527. So give us a call.
And now we'd like to say hello to our co-host, Nels Rasmussen, with new electronic equipment out there in his little home. Please, Nels, welcome to Mystic Radio, and tell the audience about spiritual reconnection and what you'll be doing for them on today's program.
And hello, everybody. You know, I am very thankful that I have this new equipment and that I get to be here and serve you. You know, it's been a little over 3 years, Robin.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's right. This is an anniversary. You started in September. Oh,
3 years.
Thank you, Nels, for sticking with us. Because remember the first show, a woman named Linda called in and said that we work together like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
I just love that. Yeah.
So, let me explain what I do. I'm a retired chiropractor, now a spiritual healer for people and animals. And what I'll be doing on today's show is helping you or your pet by getting rid of negative energies, which show up as feelings stuck in your energy field or as an active fight or flight system in your pet. And this clearing gives you both more positive energy so you can be happier and healthier. When Robin and I work with you, we can address you or your pet's issues with our unique approaches at the same time. And this synergy is something you're going to want to experience for yourself, so call into the show today. If you'd rather talk to me off the air to learn more about how my healing work can help you or your pet, go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. I always do a free call to answer your questions and to see if there's something I can do to help you. And remember, spiritual healing can support good medical care. It doesn't replace it. Bob?
And remember every Wednesday to set your alarm for 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time, so you'll never forget to listen and call into Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets live on the air. So take these phone numbers down now. Give us a call as soon as somebody hangs up. Talk to the healers. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us when somebody hangs up. And when you call in or if you're on hold, you have one question to ask these healers, Robin and Nell, so make it a good one. We have a great show for you coming up with our courageous callers, and we have callers on hold. That's great. Callers, please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin and Nell so they can serve you properly. Now I'm going to clear the energy for the show, hitting the gong. How many gongs today, dear?
Well, given it's National Gratitude Day and tomorrow is Fall Equinox and the anniversary of when we met 22 years ago.
Oh, yes.
How about five? And the third anniversary of Nell's being with us on Mystic Radio. This is a big moment.
Yes, and fall and all the wonderful things that come with fall. Here we are, and let's get to our callers. We have got our first caller is Lauren from Forks, Washington, looking for some healing from both Robin and Nell's today. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Well, howdy. There seems some sort of like maybe curse or something that keeps on coming up.
Yeah, and I can see something stuck on the back of your neck, Lauren. Yeah, I can see it. Let's go to Nels.
They read some sort of image rather than me.
All right. So here we go, Lauren. And because of this curse, you've got this whole sense of powerlessness that's stuck in your field and blocking your energy to do what you need to do. So we're going to replace that, and our feeling for replacing that is going to be the feeling of trusting in your higher power, your higher self, just trusting and getting that feeling good and solid. And what you're going to do is put a hand over your heart and take a breath in and hold your breath while you look down at that hand, focusing on the word trust and the number 7. And I'll be monitoring for a shift on your temples. Trust and 7, replacing powerlessness with trust. Trust in the power. And there we go. We have that shift. And you can breathe normally again, Lauren. And that's cleared up that issue. So let's go back to Robin.
So, Lauren, what I was seeing when Nels was working with you is that it's essentially a lost soul aspect of you where you go in and out of the future Akashic records. And in the future, you are some sort of extraterrestrial or whatever you want to call yourself. And when you go back and forth, you've been bringing this future part of yourself back. And that part gets mad at you and then starts cussing you out. So I just want to pop back over to Nels again and have him just, with what I've just said, double check what he did and see if there's any little curvatures or we got it and everybody will be happy now.
Yeah, I'm not picking up any more energy blocked in that field. That whole powerless thing is cleared, so looks good.
Okay, so Lauren, when you go into the future records for yourself and others, you might want to acknowledge this aspect of yourself and just when you have a beginning, a middle, and the end to your spiritual work, just make sure at the end you leave that part of you in the future where it belongs. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk to the healers today? Past Life Reading with Robin, Spiritual Reconnection with Nels for you or your pet? Give us a call now, the toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We're going to go to our old friend Joe from New Mexico, who wants to talk to both of our healers today. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin and Nels.
Thank you so much. I have a quick question regarding the I have a night sweats more and more often lately, every night, and I'm just wondering what is the main reason for this. Thank you.
It's not past life related, so Nels, would you begin, please?
Yes, I am finding some interference in your field, and it is around the feeling of true, of like being true to yourself. And so what that means is this true feeling has turned into a negative in your field, probably because some stress was attached around that being true to yourself. So we need to upgrade it to the real true feeling. And what you're going to do is with your eyes closed, you're going to look up to the left and take a breath in and hold your breath. You'll be thinking true and the number six. True and the number six. We're giving an upgrade to this positive feeling of true, and I'm measuring on your temples for this shift. True. Coming in strong now. Good, strong pulses. There we go. We have that shift. Go ahead, breathe normally. And let's go back to Robin and see how that looks.
While you were working with Joe, what I witnessed is that there's a place in you, Joe, where you're giving away the perception of truth to someone else to tell you what it is. And it's really time for you to step into your own authority and know what resonates as truth to you. That place inside of you where you know that you know that you know. You're really being called to fine-tune that art of getting to know when you have that intuitive spark within you. Now, I don't know if you work with like a pendulum or something. And I'm not going to ask you questions live on the air because that doesn't always go really well. I'm just suggesting that you get a bit more in touch with your own knowing. And one of the ways that Nels teaches us to do that is a very simple technique. So Nels, would you tell them again what that is?
Oh, is this the trust technique?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So what you want to do there, and this is good for everybody who's listening, is to put one or even two hands right over the center of your chest and your heart's feeling center. And you can look down at that if you have the opportunity and take a breath and hold it and just focus on the words, I trust, and repeat them over and over again until you either can't hold your breath, or if you're in a situation where you can't be looking down, you just want to remind yourself, just touch your center there and just remind yourself periodically, I trust. Whether you do the breathing or not, it still works. You just want to get that feeling firmly planted in your heart's feeling center.
And Nels, while you were explaining that to Joe, I was seeing an unbinding of a spell on you, Joe. There were like these almost like octopus arms that were raveled around you, and they're coming off of you. And so this feels like you've been through an intense initiation, and now you're going to be stepping into your own authority. And there is someone who crossed over from a group that you belong to that wants to have contact with you. So I'm sure you'll figure that out on your own. Thank you so much for the call.
Wait a second. Joe, I got something to say. A very easy way to trust your intuition, I learned many, many years ago. If the feeling inside is a gong, then that's something good. And if it's a clunk, it's not good. And if you go into your intuition, you can actually feel this. Many women have this ability much, much more than men. And Robin has it much, much more, 1,000 times more than anybody else. That's why she can do the work she can do. But anyway, gong, yes, move. Clunk, and just answer that question from within.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, let's go to our next call. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Joe, for the call. Let's go to our next caller, and we've got Laura from Sunrise, Florida.
Ooh,
beautiful
that's
name.
Me.
Yeah, hopefully the sun is rising down in that state for you, and it probably is at this time of the year. Hi, Laura. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're looking for a past life reading with Robin?
Absolutely, but the first thing I want to do is thank you for taking my call. So I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Robin. So I recently had a chance to meet you in Dr. Lara's group, and you were really gracious in doing a past life removal for me. Mm-hmm. I'm still experiencing blockages in terms of receiving finances.
I can see that. Yeah, it's right in your crown chakra. Let's bring in Nels first to kind of jiggle the energy, and then we'll follow it with him working on you.
All right. Hi, Laura. Great to talk with you.
Thank you.
So here's what I found, and that is you also have this feeling of powerlessness around thoughts about money that is stuck in your field. And so we need to transmute that into something more positive. I'm going to check that out here. And we are going to replace it. And the way we're going to do this is a little different. Instead of like trusting your higher power, we're going to have you focus on the concept of being virtuous, which you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to focus on that virtuous. And what I want you to do is take a breath in, hold your breath, and look down towards your heart. and focus on the word virtuous and the number eight. Virtuous and eight. We're getting rid of that old powerlessness around money and replacing it with virtuous. You are worthy. And there we go. We have the shift. You can breathe now. And let's see if there's anything else. No, that looks like that cleared that up. So let's go back to Robin.
Well, Nels, this time as you were working, I was seeing that a curse got activated again around you, Laura. So I was tracking why was there an opening that happened again. And I got that you were giving your power away. It's a slightly different than the other caller, Joe, but basically it's that place where you haven't been seasoned with really trusting your own knowing. And it's very difficult when you go from one lifetime to the next and you do have an interference that tracks you like that, in this case a multi-lifetime curse. It's very difficult to mature, if you will, really having that confidence of trusting yourself. I mean, if you think about if you were a baby learning to walk, in every single lifetime you get shoved over and you never actually learned how to walk, that's kind of what this is. You never had a opportunity to really, there you go, your energy just shifted. So I'm going to pop back to Nels and just see, that was beautiful. I'll explain a little bit more, but Nels, do you want to do anything else?
No, this is looking really good, so carry
okay.
on.
All right. So the other thing that just happened, Laura, is I saw you get really grounded. And because as Nels was also working on you, I was tracking, you know, why is this, has this been so stuck in your field? And I was seeing implants. Now, implants being from not so nice space beings, let's put it that way. And sometimes when those implants come out of our bodies, we can feel nauseous, or we can have like acid reflux, or we get bloated, because they're very sophisticated now at accessing our own physiology to kind of power up these implants. And so it makes it challenging to get it not only out of our intellect, but also out of our field, meaning the subtle bodies within the aura and then the aura itself. So you just need a little boost. And you got it from Nels today. You got some explanation from me. And I'm sure you are focusing in a very vigilant way on becoming confident to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. And I just saw the seal of prosperity go right into your chest plate. So I'd say you're on a roll. And if you need any further help, you can just give us a call back. What the heck's going on? Okay, thank you so much, Laura.
There are noises. It's Mercury in retrograde. It's technology. Don't worry about it. I know it's difficult for you.
It's not spaceships or something?
Well, maybe. Maybe they're landing in our backyard.
Oh, my.
Hey, do you want to talk to the healers today? Give us a call, toll free, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Are you curious about your past lives? The information in your past lives could be a treasure trove. Haven't you been interested in finding out what it is that you really know deep inside of yourself? And what if you could use that information to create a better life for yourself? What are you waiting for? You can call me, Robin Alexis, and book a session, and I will help you find the keys to unlock the treasure of your soul's wisdom. You can book a session with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499, or go to robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. That's robinalexis.com and book your past life reading.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
I am Joy Eyre, and I am so happy to be sponsoring Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis. I am also a producer of the upcoming film Eye of the Orca with Tower 15 Productions. Award-winning filmmaker Callie Gilbert invited me to join her, and now I am inviting you to join us too. visit tower15productions.com/eye of the orca to learn more.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California. And in the shadow of a White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, that is where Nels is. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio.
And if it's Wednesday, we are live and taking your calls. We absolutely love to be of service to you. And I'm so happy about the new show. It's called Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis, and it's on KIXI Kixie in Seattle, and it's 880 AM. It's a wonderful show. I've done two so far, and this week's show is with Jen Matthews, who talks about loving her life partner and then losing her life partner. And it's actually, I can feel her life partner coming in right now. It's a very good show.
And when is it?
Oh, it's Fridays from 3 to 3:30 every Friday afternoon.
On KIXI 880 in Seattle, or their website. You can hear it all over the
country. And you can subscribe to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and it pops up on Apple and all over the place. And you just heard that Joy Air is the sponsor of that show. Now, if you'd like to have a private session with me, you can do that too. Oh, I'm getting spaced out again, Bob. Will you tell them how they can get it?
Okay, private sessions. There must be something coming in for somebody who's on hold. Okay, so to get in touch with Robin for one-on-one sessions, you can call us at 530-859-2499 and check out the Mystic Store. You can purchase it from the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. You can go there for details, and I call you to schedule your appointment. But I am telling you, if you want an appointment with Robin, we are booking for 2023 right now in January and February. So when you get that inkling to call her for a session, don't wait. Call, get on the wait list. And that way you'll get taken care of. You can also get all of Nell's contact information at healingministryforanimals.com, and he will tell you on that website how to get a hold of him and what he does for you. Take these phone numbers down now. If you want to talk to the healers, give us a call as soon as somebody hangs up. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. When somebody hangs up, call. Talk to the healers. And now Robin has cleared.
Well, yeah, there's several things here I want to say. And one is fill out the contact information at healingministryforanimals.com and sign up for Nell's newsletter. He is going to have something in there about my new show. Very excited about that. And here's the message that came through that kind of spaced me out for a moment. It's for the caller, Joe. He was the second caller today. There's a book called The Art of Seduction. I have not read this book, but it's called The Art of Seduction, and it is an explanation about how the energy of seduction got started and how it's used and how you can break the bondage that any of us could experience from being seduced, whether it's, you know, sexually or with money or whatever. You know, it's very important that we keep our own sovereignty and authority and don't let our minds get seduced to go in some direction that's not actually our own truth. Bob?
Hey, let's get back to our callers, and believe it or not, we have somebody. We have another Laura from right down the street somewhere here in Mount Shasta, California. So Laura is looking for a past life reading with Robin. Oh, I guess Laura must have dropped the call. Sorry, Laura. Now we're going to go to Nana from Detroit, Washington, who's looking for a past life reading with Robin. Hi, Nana. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin.
Hi. How did I get there? I thought it was Laura. can you hear me?
We can hear you. How can we serve you today, Nana?
Well, I talk about gratitude. I'm so grateful for all of you. And what has it been, 16 years since we
Yes.
Wow, long time. I just turned 70, and I wanted to know, do you see any blessings coming my way?
Well, there's all kinds of things. I got God bumps on my arms when you ask that question. And we're grateful for you, too, Nana. You are getting a new light body. The light body is what, you know, we come from light, okay? And so right. What I'm hearing is you finished a lot of what your soul agreements were in this lifetime. It's like if you were an advanced student and you were in the eighth grade and you'd already finished high school, but they decided to start giving you college courses, that kind of thing. But spiritually speaking, your devotion to God and to being as impeccable as you could possibly be, your energy's really expanded. And I think for you to receive that, we'll bring in Nels to so I can watch what's happening.
All right. Hi, Nana. Great to talk with you. So hi, I found as you were talking, I was checking into your field and there's this feeling of depression that's stuck in there. And it seems to be connected with just thoughts about your age and, you know, is life over, you know, all those kind of thoughts we get when we get older. So there's something in there somehow in that vein. And what we're going to do is we're going to transmute that into the feeling, the vibration of truthful. And that's around the stories we tell ourselves. And it's exactly about that whole thing. When we get older, we're like fine wine. We're aging and it's great. We're learning, we're expanding ourselves. So we need to tell ourselves good stories about ourselves as we get older. And so the blessings are what you've already received and they're still coming. They're not done yet. So I want you to focus on the word truthful, and with your eyes closed, look down towards your heart. And you're going to do slow, deep breathing. And as you do that, just focus on the word truthful and the number 6. And I'll be monitoring above your eyebrows for this shift. Truthful and 6. Getting rid of that old depression and replacing it with truthful. And there we go. We have a good connection synchronicity here. You can breathe normally again. And let's go back to Robin and see how that looks.
I want to jump in here for Nana. I've known Nana, like she said, 16 years. How about trust and trust that the process is working with her?
Yeah, we always all need that all the time.
Okay.
That is, yeah, that's an absolute. Just if Nana was listening earlier when I talked about trust, that's good for her as well as for everyone.
Okay. Well, I don't want to miss an opportunity to say happy birthday to you live on the air, but I also
to
want
who?
To Nana.
Okay, you have to tell us.
70
who.
Years.
Well, she just said she was turned 70.
Oh.
So, Nana, your light body is kind of has a sense of humor, and it's saying to you, if you think 70's old, your light body is eons old. It's an absolutely exquisite, divine, remarkable light body, and you have, as Nell said, you're like fine wine. So if you can give yourself permission to let the elixir and the essence of this light body field move in through and around your central nervous system and reconceive, and there you go, right there, you just brought it through. Did you feel that, Nana?
I feel something.
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, I think I'm going to go into speaking light language because we're communicating to your light body. She needs to stop identifying with herself as a human being. We realize that an aspect of her soul has inhabited this body that she refers to as Nana's body. And we realize that this body is being introduced to the idea of realizing that it actually lives inside of her light body. And in this place, she is very, very old. So you have lots of wisdom. You're older than the planets. You are a keeper of the planets. You're very ancient. You have wonderful wisdom. And aren't you in some way artistic or creative in some way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're being called to be with that a bit more as you're, you know, moving on into your life. And whether it goes out into the world or not doesn't matter. The fact that you're bringing in this energy and you're putting it out through your art, even if nobody sees it, you're working with recalibrating the invitation for everyone to rise up and receive the light of whom they are. So you are here and you're going to be here for a while in this human body, but you're an old, beautiful soul in light body. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Many blessings.
And thank you all for everything. I love you.
Thanks, Nana. Hey, do you want to talk to the healers today? Give us a call now. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We will be back after these messages. Mystic Radio.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Are you as happy, healthy, or fulfilled as you want to be? What's stopping you? Do you feel like you're stuck, almost like there's an invisible force field holding you back from what you want? Do you want to break through that invisible wall? It's all in your mind, you know. Those blockages are self-programmed by past traumas and current fears. Did you know that you can reprogram yourself and move through those invisible barriers? I'm Dr. Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I help people and pets all over the world to be happier, healthier, and more fulfilled by eliminating their physical, mental, and emotional blockages with my unique approach to energy healing. I call it neuroenergetic balancing. To learn how this breakthrough approach can help you, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. Then I'll schedule you for a free consultation to discuss your situation. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
Have you ever experienced love or loss in your life? Of course you have. You're human. I'm Robin Alexis, the host of Sharing Love and Loss, a new show on Kixi that airs Fridays at 3 p.m. My guests share their stories of loving and losing either a person, beloved pet, human rights, health, or anything else important. Together we learn how to move on. Please join me and my fascinating guests. Join the Sharing Love and Loss community Fridays at 3 or where you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday and you just heard about Robin's new show called Sharing Love and Loss, it is on Kixi, KIXI, 880 AM in Seattle, but you anywhere in the country can go to their website and listen to her show and download the podcasts.
And I want to just say, before the break, we were speaking with Nana, and Nana had mentioned that she had known us for 16 years. We've actually never met her. She lives in Detroit, Michigan, and, of course, we're here in Mount Shasta, California at this point. But she's been listening to the show, and she's been having sessions, and we consider her a very dear friend. And so just thanks, Nana. I wanted to shout out for you again. Now, if you do want to have a session with me, you can call Bob at 530-859-2499, and he will schedule you in, or you can go to robinalexis.com. When you go there, please enjoy the Reiki healing portals. They're very, very powerful. Now, we also do have a Facebook page. It's called Robin Alexis. You can like and follow that page, and normally you would learn all kinds of new things. I've actually been off that page for a few days because I got an inappropriate picture that traumatized me, and I think I need Nels to help me out with that. But anyway, speaking of Nels, if you want to have a session with him, you fill out the contact information at healingministryforanimals.com. And when you do, if you have not already subscribed to his newsletter, please do so. It's a very good newsletter.
Let's get back to our calls, and we have got Louise from Bellevue, Washington, looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Louise. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yes, this is Louise, and I'm hoping to have some help to know more about my past lives and any way it could enhance me, anything that's blocking me from my own spiritual path, my soul journey.
Let's go to Nels first, Louise, because I'd like him to remove that block vibration I'm sensing.
Okay. Oh. And hi, Louise. Great to talk with you. And here's what I picked up as you were talking is in your field, there's this feeling, and it's like a dark cloud around the feeling of good. And this is about as you being a good person. So something caused you, and it could have been from childhood even, to have a feeling that, you know, you weren't quite good. And you are, of course. So here's what we need to do is we need to correct that. And it's pretty simple, really. I just want you to close your eyes. And in this case, I'm going to have you looking up towards your eyebrows. And you're going to do slow, deep breathing and focus on the word good and the number 8. Good and the number 8. We're taking away that negative feeling around being good and replacing it with the goodness that you truly are, good, and getting good, strong pulses. We're getting a shift, and there it goes. You can breathe normally now. And, yeah, we cleared that vibration, so let's go back to Robin.
So, Louise, what I was witnessing as Nels was working with you is that you have had multiple incarnations of being falsely accused. And I was getting a bunch of different images of you being arrested, like literally having your hands behind your back with handcuffs on you. And in none of these situations were you actually the one who did the naughty, let's put it that way. So there's something in your field, or was something in your field, that caused you to second guess yourself because you were like, why do I, as a soul, keep getting into these situations? And the answer that I got for you is that, and this is probably true for any of us, when we are falsely accused of something over and over again, like being gaslit, we begin to doubt ourselves and we think, like, geez, maybe I did. And no, you didn't, Louise. You were falsely accused, let it go. You are just fine. And open, yeah, there you go. I can feel your energy shifting now. So nice energy block to be released. And Nels, do you have an affirmation for her that's coming through that she could say?
Yes, here's your affirmation. I believe I am a good person. That's all you need to do. And just remind yourself of that frequently. Even if in your mind you think, well, I am a good person, there's parts of your field which are connected to your heart energy that have their doubts, and it's just great to remind them once in a while, I believe I am a good person.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe I am a good person. And so, yes, and we're not going to let anybody project onto you anymore their story. You are a good person, Louise. Thanks for calling into the show.
I have one other request. Is there any help with, I get this recurring mild, usually headache at the top of my head, 2 inches to the left of the top of my head. I've had it.
No, Nels, that, Louise, please, we got other callers. So, Nels, quickly, can you address that situation?
Well, here's what I want you to do, Louise. I want you to contact me through my website at healingministryforanimals.com. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can call me at 425-238-2668. And then let's just talk about it, because I think I can help you with that. But we don't have time right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise, for the call. We're going to go to Kate from White Center, Washington, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Kate. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin and Nels.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I am calling because I am just in a transition. I just dropped my oldest daughter at college, and I just was wanting some help healing. I have one more child at home as a single parent, and just needing some support as I transition.
Wow, have you worked hard? I'm feeling such energy compartmentalized in your head that you just haven't been able to go to some of these things that you've experienced. It's like you've just had to put them aside so that you could focus on being a profound single parent, I must say. So let's go to Nels. I don't see past life issues here. Nels?
Okay. Hello, Kate. Well, what I found in your field, and I don't know where this comes from exactly, if it's related to what you're discussing or something else, but a dominating feeling in your field is the feeling of hateful, which means something that you judged as a hateful experience is still dominating your field. So we need to replace that. And the feeling we're going to use is the feeling of truthful. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it's about the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves mostly. So I want you to focus on the word truthful. And with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right a little bit. And you're going to do slow, deep breathing and think truthful and the number 6. And I'll be monitoring on the left side of your head for that shift. Truthful and 6. Starting to get some good strong pulses coming through. Replacing hateful with truthful. And there we go. All right, you can breathe normally again, eyes open. That has cleared that energy. So let's go back to Robin.
So, Kate, what I was observing as Nels was assisting you is that in my mind, you've experienced some of the worst betrayals ever in this lifetime. And how I call those out is that if someone betrays a soul contract with you, meaning that both of you agreed before you were born that you'd have certain experiences together, person who represents that other soul betrays the soul contract, they sometimes blame you. They make it sound like it's you who broke whatever agreement, but in the truth is they're just dumping it onto you. So basically, if someone betrays a soul agreement, then the contract between the two of you is null and void anyway. So for them to say to you, well, if you did this or you didn't do that, then A, B, and C wouldn't have happened, that's just wrong. And the truth is, you knew. I can tell that you're highly intuitive. And so, Bob would call it, I think, a BS detector. He's got a really good one, and I think you do too. And maybe you're a little like, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but the bottom line is you do know when you know that you know. And then you play out certain situations because, say, for example, you're looking out for your children or, you know, you're able to see and sense things intuitively and then also try to figure out how to walk your talk and talk your walk. So that's what I was seeing when Nels was assisting you. So do you feel any better, Kate?
I feel better knowing that you worked on hatred. I don't like having that in my field, so that definitely makes me feel better.
Have you ever felt betrayed by someone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so don't take that on. That's not you. Some people are just like that. And into the planet, but I don't know about you, but I certainly forget that. I'm like, what? They did what? It's like, oh my goodness. It just is. It's what happens around here sometimes.
Betrayal is also just a human element. People are betraying each other all the time, even small ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but
it's just part of human existence.
Yeah, and I think not to take it personally, and to also know, Kate, that you didn't betray yourself. You look like you've been very cognizant and respectful of your own higher self, and that to me is key. So good for you, and I'm glad that whatever hatred was in your field from other folks projecting their hatred onto you, because you actually did listen to your higher self. Done, over with. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Kate, for the call. We're going to go to Chris from Seattle, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi. My name is Chris. So I would like to know from the healers what's in my energy field and what I can do about them. And also my main question today is I'm trying to sell a home, and I'm having difficulty, and I'm just wondering what's in the way, what's blocking it.
Well, you seem to have a lot of complex issues going on. I definitely see some energy in your field that's not your own, but I also feel like there's energy in your home, in the property, and there's something there that is kind of gripping onto you. So let's go to Nels and see if he can do his magic here.
Okay, so Chris, in your field, there's this feeling of powerlessness that's stuck there. And that's probably influencing how you're feeling about the sale of your home and other things. So what we're going to do is the vibration that you need to replace that with is the vibration of being contented, of being contented right where you are this moment. And here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to have you put a hand not over your heart, but just a little bit below that and over your solar plexus. And I want you to look down towards that. You're going to take a breath in and hold your breath. Focus on the word contented and the number 8. Contented and the number 8. Go ahead, do that while I monitor on the back of your head for this shift. Contented and 8. Replacing powerlessness with contented. And there we got strong pulses coming through. And they're synchronized. So go ahead and breathe normally again, eyes open. And it looks like we cleared that, so let's go back to Robin.
So what I was seeing, yeah, that was nice, wasn't it, Chris? So I'm seeing three ancestors that are in your field, and I'm asking them to step out of your field. It's one thing if you all agree to have telepathy communication that's in the fifth dimension and higher, which causes no harm to you or anyone else. But they need to step out. They're like inhabiting your body. And I do see them starting to move along. You also have some other, or had some other beings in your field. I can see they're also leaving as your energy is adjusting to the frequency shift that you got with Nels. Also, the ley lines on your property, I'm still observing some shifting going on there. We may need to sound out some things here to clear the ley lines and continue to clear the home and property. Now, underneath the ground, there's something going on with the water. And they keep telling me the mother line. I have no idea what a water line called the mother line is, but evidently you have that under your property. And so, I'm starting to feel that clear as well. Feeling something coming through with Atlantis. And there we go. The energy's moving very, very nicely. Bob, I think to clear the ley line properties here at her, can you play the gong for her so I can watch what's going on here?
How many times?
7. Yeah, that's much better. Okay, so now I have some communication with the overlighting diva of the property and Pan and the nature spirits there. They're really tired. Let's go ahead and bow to them for their great work and send them back to source love. And then let's bring in a new overlighting diva of the property and pan in the nature spirits that can begin to bring you the buyer for your home and free. There you go. Your energy looks really different. Are you feeling the same or different, Chris?
I'm feeling hopeful.
Yeah, you really do look a lot better than you did, and your house is almost like giggling. So
good.
Yeah, I think
you know, it's funny you said something about water. The house is on a lake.
Oh, okay. So no wonder we needed to do some clearing in relationship to that. All right, thank you so much. Well, what lake is it on?
It's in Lake Howard.
All right. Well, anybody looking for a house on Lake Howard? In Washington State. Maybe you can email us at robin@robinalexis.com, and maybe Chris can email us the details on our house, and maybe we can sell it for you. How about that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You take care.
Thanks, Chris. This is Mystic Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Are the events of your life or the events of the world getting you down or off balance? Successful and conscious people recognize when their energy is off kilter. Busy parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. When you feel something is not right, schedule a one-on-one personal phone session with Robin Alexis immediately. When you realize you're out of balance and things are not going well. In a testimonial, one person said, "In my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. She's like a psychic spiritual empowerment coach that I can rely on, who helps me reset my stamina in 1 hour. Call Bob now at 530-859-2499 and schedule your private one-on-one phone session with Robin Alexis. If it's more convenient, purchase your session at the Mystic Store on robinalexis.com. That's the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. Let the metaphysical mother, Robin Alexis, help you keep it together in this unsettling world.
Have you ever experienced love or loss in your life? Of course you have. You're human. I'm Robin Alexis, the host of Sharing Love and Loss, a new show on Kixi that airs Fridays at 3 p.m. My guests share their stories of loving and losing, either a person, beloved pet, human rights, health, or anything else important. Together we learn how to move on. Please join me and my fascinating guests. Join the Sharing Love and Loss community Fridays at 3 or where you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Are you aware that you can use the Mystic Radio archives just like an audio tarot deck? Robin Alexis invites you to her website, robinalexis.com. Click the About Mystic Radio tab, then click on Listen Now. That's where you'll find the archive of hundreds of past Mystic Radio programs. Then quiet yourself. Put your hands in the prayer position in front of your heart with feet flat on the floor. Now, take a deep breath. Ask your intuition which program date you need to listen to in order to get the answers to your questions and concerns. Many people have told Robin they've received miraculous healings from the Mystic Radio archives. To continue your healing, you may be guided by your intuition to return to the archives and repeat this process. When Robin Alexis does this herself, she receives impeccable spiritual guidance that she's put into practice. So what are you waiting for? Go to robinalexis.com and use the archives of Mystic Radio for your own personal audio tarot deck. What have you got to lose? You might just get the answers you're looking for. That's robinalexis.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. From mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, if it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. If it's You who want a session with Robin, you can call us at 530-859-2499 or check out the website, the Mystic Store, on the website, robinalexis.com. And when you get that first intuitive hit, you need a session, call right away because we have a waiting list and we are booking into January of 2023 right now. To get all of Nell's contact information, we want to thank him for being with us today and get all of his information at healingministryforanimals.com. Thanks to all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. And thanks to Nathan back in the studio for flying this bus for us here today at Mystic Radio from Mystical Mount Shasta. We will see you next week right here, Mystic Radio, every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Mystic Radio.